The Amazing Prophecies Fulfilled by the Birth of Jesus Christ, an Advent Devotional from the C.S. Lewis Institute. December 8th. Jesus from the Line of Isaac, by Dave Chavez, Technology and Product Development Manager at the C.S. Lewis Institute. An Old Testament Prophecy, Genesis 26, verses 1 through 5. Now there was a famine in the land, besides the former famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Gerar, to Abimelech, king of the Philistines. And the Lord appeared to him, Isaac, and said, "Do not go down to Egypt. Dwell in the land of which I shall tell you. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with you and will bless you. For to you and to your offspring I will give all these lands, and I will establish the oath that I swore to Abraham your father. I will multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven, and will give to your offspring all these lands. And in your offspring all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws." End quote. Moses wrote this around 1400 BC. The New Testament Fulfillment, Hebrews 11, verses 17 through 19. Quote, "It was by faith that Abraham offered Isaac as a sacrifice when God was testing him. Abraham, who had received God's promises, was ready to sacrifice his only son, Isaac, even though God had told him, 'Isaac is the son through whom your descendants will be counted.' Abraham reasoned that if Isaac died, God was able to bring him back to life again. And, in a sense, Abraham did receive his son back from the dead." End quote. The author of Hebrews wrote this between 40 and 60 AD. Isaac grew up in the shadow of a great promise. The Lord had met with his father and called him to leave his home to go to a new land where he would become a great nation, and through him all families of the earth would be blessed. A child of miraculous birth to aged parents, he was named Laughter because the promise of his birth was almost too good to believe. From his infancy, Isaac bore the mark of the great covenant with God on his body. Beloved by his parents, his passing from toddler to childhood was marked with a huge feast. And so Isaac grew up in Beersheba, caring for his father's flocks and drawing water from the well that Abraham had dug. Foreigners in the country of the Philistines, Isaac's family worshipped the eternal and almighty God, who had thus far cared for, provided for, and protected them. They worshipped in the hills and fields, and they planted trees and set up markers to remember their God. So it was not surprising when one day Isaac's father led him on a journey to offer a sacrifice in worship. A growing boy, Isaac must have enjoyed the wilderness adventure with his father. His young muscles strained as he hiked up the mountain carrying wood on his back. Isaac trusted his father and knew how much he loved him, so he did not resist when Abraham put his arms around him and placed him on the altar. The child of promise, the beloved son of the father, was to be sacrificed in faith on the mountain. But as the author of Hebrews tells us, quote, "Abraham received his son back from the dead," end quote. The time had not yet come for the sacrifice of the son. Isaac returned to Beersheba. He cared for growing herds of sheep, goats, cattle, camels, and donkeys. He enjoyed evening walks in the fields. His father arranged for him to marry, and Isaac became a husband and father of twins. It was only after Abraham's death, when famine came in the land, that Isaac retraced his father's footsteps. There in the city of Gerar, the Lord appeared to him and repeated the great promise, quote, "In your offspring all the nations of the earth shall be blessed," end quote. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, help me to trust in your promises and in your unfailing love. Lead me in this life's journey. Amen.